Sussex App of the Week on BBC Radio Suffolk.
And Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Design in Walderingfield is with me in the studio. We've just been doing our obligatory selfie on National Selfie Day today.
We have. We left it until Obama had had his done.
Yeah.
So we didn't
and the Oscar one.
Yeah.
Do you think we're likely to get as retweeted as much as any of those?
Well, that's a good
chance. That's a good chance,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, I think so. A couple of handsome chaps. If you want to have a look on Twitter, at Mark Glenn Murphy, you can see what Matt Porter looks like. The selfie's quite a phenomenon now, isn't it, really?
It is. I think that people take self-portraits all the time and have done forever.
Well, I don't think we did.
You don't think?
No.
I have.
When I had my... it says a lot, doesn't it? When I had my old Instamatic camera,
yeah.
I wouldn't have gone
true.
And taken a picture.
That's true,
because you couldn't see through the viewfinder and you'd have to wait 2 weeks to get it back from the chemist to see what it looked like, wouldn't you?
That's very true,
So, I think there's... I think we've lost the art of going up to someone saying, would you mind taking a photograph of us?
I think that you're right. I think that selfies have a nasty habit of either accentuating your worst features improving them.
My arms are not big enough. I have got a fat face anyway, but I've always got a fat face because my arms are not big enough to get it far enough away. So the person like you next to me, Slim Jim, in the background there... When you look at it in the picture compared to my fat face,
that's because I've practiced.
You need extendable arms.
Yeah.
Can't we get a phone extendable arm or something?
What you have to do is what Duran Duran used to do in the 80s in their photos and suck your cheeks in.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, they were skilled at that. If you look at any of the old Duran Duran pictures, you'll see them all going.
They are a phenomenon, and it is National Selfie Day today. So if you just want to send one in, that'd be lovely. A133, start it with SFK, at Mark Glenn Murphy on Twitter and Mark Glenn Murphy on Facebook as well, plus mark.murphy at bbc.co.uk. There's a serious side to this, which the BBC's doing, but we're just curious to know what you look like. That's all, really. We're just quite curious.
I think that's a good point.
Yeah.
The fact is, it's a radio is not visual, no. So it's nice to see.
It was Mark Matthews earlier on who said it'd be nice for us to go up to our listeners and look at their photographs and say, "Oh, I didn't think you looked like that," which is normally the response that we get.
That's true.
So
a face for radio, they say.
Thanks for that. Yes.
No.
Anyway, enough of selfies. We're celebrating a birthday as well. So the mainframe is 50. Is that right?
Yes, I believe.
What is the mainframe?
The mainframe was the original supercomputers. It was 50, so that would be 64.
Yeah. Good vintage.
The first. So I believe. They were the first supercomputers that, in fact, the one in 1964 was IBM's first. I think it was the System 360, which was actually quite interesting. I'm reading about it this morning, that it was actually modular so that people could keep the computers. Prior to that, people would have to throw the computer away, get a new one, and have to do everything again because it wouldn't be compatible. The IBM 360, apparently you could replace the processors and basically upgrade it like you can now.
So that's basically the start of how it's all gone
within reason. And I believe in a few months' time, ICL, which is the British company, they celebrate their 50th anniversary for their
happy birthday to the mainframe now.
Apparently they're still used, a lot of them. A lot of them used for bank transactions and bits and pieces like that, repetitive things.
Yeah.
There's been no reason to update them, apparently.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's a bit like this studio. As long as it works, why update it?
Well, that's true.
There we go. Right then, it is time for App of the Week. So get your smartphone out or your tablet. And where are you going to take us this time?
This week, I'm looking at Evernote, which is a note-taking app, which has been around, again, for like many of these apps, been around for a little while. It's a great app because... It enables you to take notes of any kind. So you can just type little notes on your smartphone. You can take photographs and you can then use them so they can be collated into notes. Mm-hmm. So that you could take photographs of documents, for instance, instead of scanning them, you can take a picture and it will actually document them.
Because on a lot of phones, you do have a section for notes anyway,
yes,
which is just a sort of a page that you write on, so for my iPhone.
Mm.
So this is a bit more sophisticated than
yes,
that.
Yes, it is. It's in fact, a lot of the mobile phone manufacturers are now actually making their pre-installed note applications compatible with Evernote. So it's using Evernote's back end, if you like, to enable you to take notes. But it's you could, for instance, record what we're chatting about now. You can do meeting notes. You could record audio, and it will then save it in the notes. The good thing about it is that it's can be synchronized with other systems. So you can have Evernote running on your PC or Mac, and you can then synchronize what you might have done out and about once you get back in the office, or if you're out and about, it will do it live. But it runs on practically every smartphone that's ever been manufactured. So it's got a great coverage for PCs, Macs, BlackBerry.
The works.
The works, yeah. Yeah. And it, for instance, if I was to do a note now, because it knows, it will use what's in my calendar. So it said here, note from Radio Suffolk App of the Week. So it knows that this, me being here, is in my calendar. So it's actually added that into the heading of the note. Oh, so it's okay. Kind of a reminder here. And I would say, what do I want to remember? Or I can actually put audio in there. I can put, I can write, because I've got a little pen on my phone. I can write handwriting in there. So I can type in there, Mark Murphy, for instance. And that will then be saved underneath those notes. So it says handwriting from Radio Suffolk App of the Week.
All right.
So it's nicely, so it's easy to
find. So it's called Evernote.
Yes.
Well worth having a look at. And is it costing?
It's free, but the basic app is free. And then if you want more upload space, more this, that, the other, then you can have the premium version.
Yeah, but good way to try these things.
It's free, and it works perfectly okay for everybody's use, really.
Yeah, unless you're extremely using it a lot.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So it's a great little app.
Evernote, then, and that's our app of the week this week. Evernote, have a little look at that and have a little play. We've had some tweets in while we've been talking. Tim Ranson has sent in a selfie today, and he's also said on here, no one seems to use the self timer these days. Because everybody's going, holding the hand out, taking the picture, going click, rather than putting the camera down, setting the timer, standing there, nice posed picture, proper selfie.
Back at Christmas, when we were doing the Christmas jumper,
seasonal sweater.
Yes. I took a picture in my office with my seasonal sweater on. That was with my camera on a self timer on a tripod.
There we go.
But that's because I'm obviously egotistical. I might only took about six, but I use it.
That's
it's a great idea. In fact, it's a great way of taking pictures without having camera shake, because you can say put it on self timer, stick it, rest it on top of a car, and then it won't shake. And
that's
and
the
move
ultimate
around.
Selfie, isn't it? And how many times was the Oscars tweet retweeted?
Oh, goodness
millions,
me.
Wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It crashed Twitter. You don't have to worry about looking it up. I can tell you that so far, we've been retweeted our picture two times.
Two times. That's great.
Two times.
Oh. We got a bit to go then.
Matt, thank you very much.
Nice to see you again.
If you'd like to retweet it, then it's on there.
Mark's App of the Week on BBC Radio Suffolk.